Just before we start today, are you a teacher? Most listeners aren't, because we aim this show at students. But if you are an educator of some form, I just wanted to let you know that I'm co-authoring a special series this month on effective studying with this week's podcast guest, Peps McRae, for his famous ultra-concise, ultra-high-value Evidence Snacks email newsletter. In the three-part series we've put together, I'm sharing some of my all-time favourite tips and tricks that I've learned over the years to help embed smarter study strategies in your school, helping students study smarter, not harder, going beyond the research recommendations to figure out exactly what we need to be telling students to help them put good ideas into practice. In the email series, I'm even giving away some of my teaching resources so you can pick up some ready-to-teach lessons so you can deliver these ideas directly into your school. So you get slides, a little video, and even a workbook for your learners. Follow the link in the episode description to catch up on any emails in the series that you might have missed so far, and then sign up to Peps's Evidence Snacks email list to get the rest of the series delivered directly to your inbox. For everyone else listening, all my non-teacher friends studying hard for their exams at school, university and more, I just wanted to say, especially if your exams are coming up soon over the next few weeks, hang in there, my friends, keep going, you've got this. And now, here's today's episode.
Welcome to the Exam Study Expert Podcast, helping you ace your exams at school and university through the psychology of high performance and the science of studying smarter, not harder. It's my pleasure to introduce your host, the Cambridge-trained memory psychologist and exam success coach, William Wadsworth!
Hello and welcome back to the Exam Study Expert podcast. A couple of weeks ago, I asked you the question, are you working too hard? And we had a little chat about the dangers of putting in too many hours and how that can actually overall decrease the amount of quality work you're able to get done because you're out of energy and too tired and not able to study smart anymore. But of course, there'll be lots of you out there who haven't reached that tipping point yet and are hoping to try and find ways to motivate yourself to put in more hours. And it's a very common question I get in my inbox each week. So today, I want to share what's probably my favourite strategy for helping you get a quick motivational boost. Now, before I just go on, quick caveat, the whole subject of study motivation is both complex and quite personal. It's highly variable from person to person, and that's why it's one of the most useful things I can help my exam study success coaching clients with. If you're interested in working with me one-on-one to help you with your study motivation or any other aspect of your studies, you can find out more about that at examstudyexpert.com/coaching. But what I do want to do today is share perhaps the one tool which, in my experience, is most widely useful. So if there's one thing that can help as many people as possible boost their study motivation a little bit, it's the tool I want to share with you now. You may remember, if you listened to the episode with Dr. Erica Patel a little earlier in the year, that one of the most helpful things for study motivation, and motivation indeed in general, is having a clear why, having a clear rationale for why your studies, why your exam goals matter. And that's the rationale that this exercise is based on. I call it a why brainstorm. And it's really simple. All you do, grab a sheet of paper, nice blank sheet of paper, or perhaps a journal if you've got one, and just spend a few minutes, maybe 5-10 minutes, brainstorming why your studies matter. And it may be a particular assignment, it may be revision for a particular exam, maybe a particular subject, or it may just be your approach to kind of work at school or college in general. And the real challenge with this exercise is not just to come up with one or two reasons why your studies matter, but to try and stretch it, trying to come up with 10. And the real secret to this is, the real secret to why this works is because the first couple of reasons might be kind of obvious and you've probably thought of them before. But as you get into reason 4, 5, 7, 8, you're increasingly having to stretch your brain a little bit, having to really think hard about why this subject matters. And so that process of stretching yourself a little bit to think more deeply about why it matters, you'll almost certainly uncover some new ideas about why your studies are important. And you can use that to help you boost your motivation to study in the present moment. So just a few ideas. I mean, you might want to think about what the end goal, what the sort of grade output or so forth from that exam or assignment means. You know, if you get a good grade in these exams, what does that mean for you in terms of being able to go on to the next stage of your academic career, or you're getting into your dream job or dream career path? What about what good grades might mean for your self-esteem, for your respect from friends, family, your teachers? How about thinking about what skills you might be able to reuse? So not just thinking about the actual skills the subject is directly teaching. So for example, if you're studying French, you're going to be learning how to speak French. That's pretty cool. Think about what being able to speak French might be able to do for you. But also go on to think about, well, okay, are there any softer skills that this might be teaching you? I really like the question, what is this designed to teach me? It's a beautiful question. It's really, really powerful in life generally. But when you apply it to subjects, school, college, and professional exams, if you're taking them as part of your career, then asking yourself, what is this designed to teach me, might flush out some interesting things that you haven't considered, not just about the kind of core material of the subject. So, I must have heard the complaint, dozens, hundreds of times that, why do I have to learn all this algebra in high school math? I'm never going to use this again in my life. Well, okay, fine. Let's say that's true. Let's say you never need to use your high school algebra again in your life. Maybe true, may not be, but we'll kind of accept that it is just for the moment. Well, ask yourself, okay, fine, but what is learning algebra designed to teach me? Perhaps it's how to be logical, how to be methodical in solving a problem. And being able to solve problems is a huge skill in just about any kind of highly paid career you might want to think about. It might be designed to teach you resilience, it might be designed to teach you how to push through adversity, how to overcome something that you find kind of a bit hard at first, but it trains you to develop that grit to persevere through it and get to mastery on the other side. And that is a really, really powerful life skill. The skill of being able to approach something that is challenging at first with the confidence that you're going to be able to figure this out. With enough time, dedication, you're going to be able to find a way through. Having that skill, having that kind of confidence in your ability, that's huge for not just for kind of academia, but definitely for careers and even like your life as a whole. It's a huge, huge, I think, factor in kind of life success generally. And if you're really, really struggling with all of this and you're struggling to come up with your list of, 5 to 10 reasons why this subject matters, then you could even try asking your teachers or your professors or your tutors on your course and just, not asking them aggressively, oh, miss, why do I have to learn this? But asking them, very constructively, I'm trying to come up with, as many reasons as I can why learning French or learning math or learning accounting or whatever is going to help me. I wonder if you might be able to just kind of sit with me for a few moments and sort of share some thoughts. And I'll tell you what I've come up with so far, and maybe you can help me add to the list. A lot of educators will be really, really happy to have that conversation. Most educators quite like their subject, which is why they're teaching it. So they'll be kind of quite glad you're taking an interest like that. So this is the why brainstorm. It might not take too long, 5-10 minutes worth of an exercise. But the really nice thing is it gives you two nice benefits in the moment. One, it obviously boosts your motivation because you're thinking about all those reasons, all those rationales why your studies matter. So that's really handy. But there's a slightly more subtle benefit as well, because when you actually sit down, going through the mechanics of that exercise, you're having to think logically, think about the future. You're having to plan out what's going to be useful or not useful in the future. All of that activity is going to be nicely waking up the prefrontal cortex of the brain, that bit at the front of the brain that deals with sort of planning and logic and problem solving and planning for the future. So you actually, and guess what? That's the exactly the same bit of the brain you're going to be needing when it comes time to study. So by kind of doing this exercise, you're also nicely kind of waking up the bits of the brain that are going to be needed when you come to actually switch over and get your study books out and start studying. So that's kind of quite a handy little side benefit. Now, my kind of final little thought for you on all of this, on the why brainstorm is, you know, if you've tried all this and you've just found the medicine isn't quite strong enough, you've got quite a strong or severe sort of apathy, you know, you're very, very disengaged with your studies. I suspect there aren't too many people in that category who are listening to this podcast because you're taking the time to listen to a podcast about exam success. But, you know, there you go. If you do find yourself needing, and, you know, we all have our ups and downs through the years with our motivation. So if you do find yourself in a really low point with motivation and you need something even stronger than the why brainstorm, perhaps you're really, really procrastinating on a big assignment or something like that, then you could flip the exercise on its head and think about the costs of not seeing your assignment through or getting on with your assignment today. Yeah, this often works really well for if you're kind of procrastinating on a really, really big project or assignment. So just spend a few moments thinking about the costs of, okay, well, what happens if I don't sit down and get a couple of hours of it done today? You know, that's going to mean more work for me later on. It's going to mean a lot of stress and worry next week. You know, it might mean I don't get such a good grade, you know, a lot of lost sleep. It'll have a knock-on impact on other areas of my life. You know, what happens if I kind of fall ill next week or the week after? You know, I'm going to be stuffed because I've got no backup time. You know, I'll be really pushing it down to the wire. You know, might be embarrassed if I get kind of poor grades compared to what I should be getting. You know, that might not be the grade I need in order to progress on to the next stage. You know, any of those reasons why procrastinating or delaying on something might be a bad idea. You know, just spending a few moments brainstorming the costs can be quite a strong medicine to help you find your motivation to overcome those mental barriers and just get on with it. So that's my thought for you today. The why brainstorm, really powerful little technique if you're wanting to boost your motivation to study. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little episode for you today. Remember, if you've got exams coming up, you can get hold of a copy of my exam success cheat sheet, which contains, it's a short document which contains all of my top tips if you're studying for exams, which will help you study smarter, not harder, learn faster, remember more, get your stuff done, feel less stressed and be more successful into the bargain. So it's a pretty detailed breakdown of the really the core strategies that you absolutely must know, in my view, if you want to, as I say, study smarter, not harder, and do the best you possibly can in your exams. So you can get hold of a copy of that at examstudyexpert.com/free-tips. Thanks again for listening today. It's been such a pleasure as always to have your company. Wishing you every success in your studies, and I will look forward to seeing you next time.
Just before you go, did you know you can hire William as your very own coach and mentor to show you the stress-free way to ace your exams by studying smarter, not harder? Find out how at examstudyexpert.com/coaching.